This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
The death of a 55-year-old Union Hill Road man in Independence County is ruled to be natural. Independence County deputies were called to the address Wednesday, where they found Charles Edward Crow to be deceased. Authorities say Mr. Crow had a history of medical issues and he died of natural causes. A jail inmate and former trustee has been charged in Independence County Circuit Court with stealing from other inmates. Court information says as a jail trustee, 48-year-old Brian David Vinault, while cleaning floors at the jail, got into the property room and stole several items. Now, the property room is where jail inmate personal property is kept. Court records said when jailers checked Vinault's cell, they found cell phones, SIM cards, cigarette lighters, and cash. And then they learned that he sent $320 in cash to a friend out of town that he had stolen. And jail supervisor, Lieutenant John Ferguson, and Lieutenant Smith went to the residence of that friend and recovered the money. Vinault is charged with two felonies, possession of prohibited articles and breaking and entering, and one Class A misdemeanor, theft of property. He's also being charged under the Habitual Offender Act. Vinault's bond is $15,000. A Newark man has been charged in Independence County Circuit Court with felony possession of a firearm. Court records say 51-year-old Ricky Derlin Brewer had in his possession a .28 shotgun Tuesday. Since Brewer has previously been convicted of a felony, it is against the law for him to be in possession of a firearm. It also violates his terms of probation. Brewer told authorities he got the gun from his mother's residence to use as collateral for a loan. Brewer's bond is also $15,000 and set by District Judge Cheney Taylor. The 2012 Parks and Tourism Henry Awards will be revealed at the 38th Annual Arkansas Governor's Conference on Tourism in West Memphis. Three area events are among the finalists. The Arkansas Rock and Roll Highway 67 Museum at Newport is one of three finalists for the Bootstrap Award. That's an award given annually to an individual, organization, or community that has achieved significant success having limited means. And the Boy Scout National White River Canoe Race that has been a longtime part of the White River Water Carnival in Batesville and the Greers Ferry Lake and Little Red River Cleanup at Heber Springs are both finalists for the Grand Ole Classic Special Event Award. That award is presented annually to a special celebration event or festival that has stood the test of time. The 38th Annual Governor's Council on Tourism will be held March 5th and 6th at West Memphis. And a 1957 declaration by Little Rock City directors supporting Governor Orville Faubus's intervention at Central High School and criticizing President Dwight Eisenhower's intervention has been repealed by the current board. The 1957 document said immediate integration of the school was not in the best interest of race relations.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.